I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I welcome all of you. Again, a new day of grace we may experience in the presence of God. We greet also all those who are joining us online worldwide. There's a large number connected. Although yesterday we had some technical problems, yet all could still experience the meeting. And we are very grateful to the Lord for His mighty word, for His speaking, which again strengthens and settles us in the faith. And also this morning we have come in great expectation that the faithful Lord will give us the heavenly manna, strengthening us, blessing us. Now, we want to praise our Lord. We have heard already wonderful songs from the choir, and they bring us already into the presence of God. Let us start with song number 20 from these little booklets. Number 20. Fear not, I am with thee. Number 20.
That golden way, like a star of glory, lighting up my way. Through the clouds of midnight, this bright promise assured.
Alone, never alone.
also this morning, the Lord is here in our midst. Oh, how wonderful. Let us sing also another song, and then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Number 26, come to the Savior, make no delay. Number 26.
Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown the way. Here in the midst, He's standing today, tenderly saying, come. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be, when from sin our hearts are pure and free, and we shall gather. Savior with Thee in our eternal home. Suffer the children, oh, hear His voice. Let every heart leap forth and rejoice. And let us freely make Him our choice. Do not delay, but come.
We have sung a wonderful song, an invitation to all of us to come this morning, to come, to then experience what we have sung here in the chorus. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be, when from sin our hearts are pure and free, and we shall gather, Savior, with Thee, in our eternal home. Is this our wish? That this morning, that we want to meet Jesus, our Lord, that He speaks to us, that we are blessed by Him. May the Lord have His way with us this morning in our midst. May He bless us through His word, through His Spirit, just as last night. Do we believe what the Scripture says, what He promised to us, that He is present in our midst, where two or three are gathered in His name, Then he promised to be amongst them. We cannot see him, brothers and sisters, but he is present through his Holy Spirit to help us all this morning. Now, before we pray, I would like to read us a word from the scripture. From Hebrews, from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, from verse 14. Hebrews 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Jesus, the Son of God, as the high priest entered with his own blood into the Holy of Holies to obtain an eternal redemption for us. Brothers and sisters, this blood covers us also this morning. Under this blood, we are coming to God. We can speak with God. And he wants to bless us. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly. Do we have this boldness to come unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need? Lord, brothers, sisters, do we not all need the help of the Lord this morning? Also, our brother needs the help, the leading of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the word of God unto us, to say what God wants to say to us. We're not coming here to hear the words of men, but to hear what God has to say to us. And we are grateful to God. We are convinced that these hours are for the purpose that God makes us ready, prepares us for his soon coming, to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. May the Lord help us all, whatever we need, also this morning. Whether it's salvation of our soul, whether it's healing, doesn't matter. The Lord knows our needs. And I'm convinced he is ready to give unto us what he promised to us. Do we believe this? Do we trust the Lord this morning that he will make all things well? Let us stand up now for prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for the grace and faithfulness, for this wonderful day where the sun went up again and you are illuminating. Lord, let the sun of grace rise upon us. Illuminate our hearts, so that we praise and honor you. the true and faithful God. For you alone are worthy to receive all the praise and worship. Lord, just now we read it. What you said through your apostle, you the high priest, Lord, you are on the throne of grace. Let us come boldly to you, Lord, to find grace, for you are offering it to us. Let us receive it, Lord. Give strength to each one of us here at this place, and also all those who are hearing and listening and watching worldwide. Lord, bless from the riches of your grace. Lord in heaven, on your blessing everything depends. We ask you, give grace to all of us. Touch every heart, Lord. Stretch forth thine hand, Lord, and bless thou. Also those who would like to be here, Lord, and who cannot be here, Lord, you know everything. Oh God, I ask you. Together we pray, Lord, as your people. Give grace to everybody. Also all those who are weak, and probably they are even sick. Lord, you on the cross of Calvary, you conquered all sickness. You made a triumph over it. Lord, we ask you. You accomplished there what you promised. Please bless us today here. We pray, O God, anoint the lips, as we said, through which you will speak. Lord in heaven, I don't know, but we most certainly have come to receive and to hear what you have to say unto us, namely your holy word. Touch every heart, Lord. Fill us with thanksgiving, also that your name might be glorified among your people. Once again, we ask you, bless all who are listening now, worldwide. And we thank you that you are doing it for the glory of your name. Amen. We remain standing. There is a child dedication. Where are the parents? Please come now to the front. Who says a chorus? Only believe, only believe. Only believe. Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Lord Almighty God, we bring you Niklas Christian. We consecrate him unto you for time and for eternity. You have given our precious brother and sister a healthy son. Their wish, their longing is that he is consecrated unto you. Beloved Lord, you have taken the little children into your arms. You blessed them. And in your stead, in your name, we take this son of our precious brother and sister into our arms. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. The whole family be God dedicated for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. You were very, very kind. God bless you. Pardon? Lord Almighty God, also this mother, she comes to you. She wants that their daughters are consecrated to you. We lay the hands on them. We bring them unto you, O God. Be merciful. Bless the whole family. Also these two daughters. Let them be dedicated to you for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Be blessed. Amen. Do we have somebody else? Brother Gilbert, s'il vous plaît, please.
Seigneur notre Dieu, notre sœur s'est avancée avec Christ pour te le présenter. Seigneur, nous te consacrons Christ Seigneur, que toi tu puisses le bénir de la bénédiction du Dieu Tout-Puissant, car ce qui se trouve entre ta main, personne n'a le droit d'arracher ni de détruire. Seigneur, bénis Christ pour ce temps et pour l'éternité. Bénis également ses parents. Seigneur, que toi tu puisses avoir ton chemin avec chacun d'eux et qu'ils élèvent cet enfant dans la crainte de ton nom. Nous te le demandons et nous croyons que tu nous as exaucés au nom du Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ. Christ soit béni au nom de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
Amen. We'll give the glory only to Jesus. The glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his one. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the praise, all the glory, all the worship. Alone are worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Let us sing the favorite chorus of Brother Branham with all our hearts. Let us sing it.
I love him.
I love him.
I love him.
I love him.
Because he first loved me.
Amen.
He purchased my salvation on Calvary Street. Da oder in Deutsch, Englisch, in welcher Sprache?
German, English, whatever. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary Street. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me
and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. We are grateful to the Lord that we again can be here to hear the Word of God. And as it was already emphasized, we are not coming to hear the words of a man, but to hear the thus saith the Lord of the Word of God. Firstly, all the greetings. We have visitors, our brother Eli from Kananga, also our brother Moes from Kinshasa. We have other brothers in our midst whom we welcome with all our hearts. And if they brought greetings, please feel free, come to the front right after I read these names here of them who wrote us or who phoned us. We are happy that also Brother Müller is in our midst. God bless you. Very glad that Brother Daniel is in our midst. Yes, Brother Kukaczka is here. All brothers whom God has blessed and who made them a blessing. May all be blessed worldwide. Greetings. Yes, special greetings from Havana, from Cuba. God is doing great things, and we are very, very grateful for it. Then greetings from Uzbekistan, from Russia, from the Ukraine, Siberia, Bulgaria, Moldavia. Just wonderful. Then greetings from Brother Ngonga. Greetings from Brother Nyagi. Greetings from Brother Jean-Song, Jason, and greetings from Brother Inodi, from Brother Cecil, from Brother Badi. Just all are sending warm greetings. Then Brother Matiso is sending heartfelt greetings. Then Brother Isra is sending heartfelt greetings. Our brother Beat Görmar is sending greetings. Once again, Brother Nyagi and Brother Kaba and Brother Sabat is sending greetings. Brother Gerard is sending greetings. Brother Yapo is sending greetings. Brother Mateba is sending greetings. And Brother Turmanka and Brother Victor Mashi is sending greetings. And Brother Motika is sending greetings. Brother Lupendo and Brother Rashdi and Brother Chiba, all brothers are sending heartfelt greetings. And we are grateful. Yesterday, just the beginning was a bit difficult. And then everything went well again. Right after the meeting, the phone call came in from all over the world, even from South America, from everywhere, that they all could listen. Then yesterday I gave you a short report of that, what God has done in Pakistan. It was not only the great meeting of about 3,000 people in the stadium. This morning, Brother Michael came to me and he gave me the result of the brothers' meeting. 57 preachers within the message gave their declaration that from now on they will not run after some kind of interpretations and preaching them, but that they have been brought back to the Word of God, being thankful for it. And the climax was in a great Pentecostal church. About 600-700 people were there, and the preacher gave his declaration: from today on, I believe the message. I believe that William Branham was a prophet sent from God. Brothers and sisters, the result was seen directly. When the Word of God is preached out of conviction, then also those who listen are convinced, and they know that this is the day which the Lord has made for them by His grace. Just grateful for the mighty result from this four-day journey. 4 days were enough that God comes to His right. And the word of the hour, the whole counsel of our God, was proclaimed. Then my beloved brother and translator, Brother Tati, he gave me a brief list here of that, what God has done in Guadeloupe. Again, 4 days. And these were enough so that many people all over the earth have been blessed. And here it is written, it were connected, they were connected in 47 countries, in 306 cities, and connections where the number were 1,648. And then all the countries are listed which were connected. Brothers and sisters, most surely you can imagine what kind of gratefulness comes up in my heart, because I know I'm no longer 38 years old, but in a couple of days I will be 83 years old. But the possibility that the word can be carried now into all the world, whether we preach it here in Zurich, whether we preach it there in Paris or in Guadeloupe or wherever on the earth, everywhere, all can tune in and listen and watch. To the Almighty God be the glory and the praise for it. Verily, verily, this is the day which the Lord has made. For the last call, which must go forth into all the world. And therefore, He has given the possibility that this call is really reaching all the world, and all can listen, and all can watch. May the faithful God bless all our brothers who are now translating, giving them the right words. They have no time to think about. The next sentence comes, and they must translate. God bless you. In 12 different languages, it is being translated simultaneously, and all over the earth, all can listen. And we greet now from this place, and we, of course, joined with more than 1,000 people there, here, not only here in the main building, also down in the dining room. God has taken care that a place on the earth was found where the true message of God is being proclaimed crystal clear. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Two things were overwhelming me yesterday and today. Our beloved brother, Dr. Mbie, from the Congo, he phoned and he wrote also an email, and he showed how hundreds, more than 1,000 people, not so comfortable as we are here, but on the floor, hundreds who have come, they will hear today. In the most simple way, they come from near and far. More than 1,000 people are coming together to hear the word of the hour. Is it not written that God would send a hunger to hear the words of God? And then they connected me with Brother Jean-Claude. You all know he had a very terrible stroke. He could not speak anymore. It was very terrible, his situation. And in this conversation, I was connected with him. And he could speak clearly. He wished me God's blessing, and he was praying. He was requesting that I greet the whole church from him. Just so nice that God stands to his word and that he confirms it time and again. And then the surprise. Our last brochure, the Bible, the most read book, found great favor. It is being reprinted in the various languages. And yesterday, I heard that it's also translated now in the Dutch language. So, in our neighboring country, in this language, Dutch, it is translated, and we have it. And this morning, three sisters came from the Netherlands, and they introduced themselves, and they said, "We are convinced that God is now doing great things in our country. God is faithful." And all peoples and tongues and nations, the word of the Lord shall be preached. We are really convinced, and especially, I say this here, humbly I say this, not judging, but I say, within the message, in the last months, in the last year, in reference to the election in the USA, they proclaimed loudly that now the sixth vision of Brother Branham, which he had in 1933, now this vision will come to fulfillment. And Hillary Clinton will be elected. This was the sermon in the last year. And this year before the election, within the message. But they didn't read up that Brother Branham said right after it, he said, not a she president, but the Roman Catholic Church will reign, will get the power in our country. And this really, you must read it. Not just the first part, but now slowly they come to their senses, and we believe with all our hearts that the time is so far spent now that all who have found prey to their interpretations, that they find their orientation back to the Word, and that they believe with all their hearts as the Scripture has said it. Yes, do we have time for the brothers? Please feel at home in our midst and be blessed in the name of the Lord. You all know, if it's being translated, then not just like in the 70s, somebody said, Brother Frank, in the 70s and 80s, you preached in a mighty way. But now, no, the Word is mighty, also today, and the translators need time to pass on what was said. Let us start with our word observation, and then at the end, the brothers can come to the front, and they can give their greetings, one after the other. And they can also pray with us. Now, in the word of introduction, we read from Hebrews chapter 4. And time and again, I read what was written before that scripture and after that scripture. In Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 11, it is written, Hebrews 4, verse 11, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall, after the same example of disobedience. Here we have a key word, unbelief and disobedience. Whoever does not believe cannot be obedient. Only who believes the word can obey it. And here we are told that we should not fall after the same example of disobedience. Please let us understand forever, disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. One comes into a curse out of which one cannot come out again. Believe, as the scripture says, and you will see the right hand of the Lord exalted. Every word of God, every promise of God is, of course, trustworthy. And the people of Israel gave us a warning example because of their disobedience and because of their unbelief. Many did not reach the goal to enter the promised land. What good was the great Exodus? What good was it to enter the Red Sea on dry land? One wall on the left hand, one wall on the right hand. And then, disobedience. It is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It really touched my heart when Brother Borg was reading this word from verse 14. A warning example. Not to fall by the example of disobedience and unbelief, but to reach the goal, the destination. Brothers and sisters, believe me, I told the Lord, I want to preach your word in such a way that all can believe it, and that so we together reach the goal. Here we have a warning example of disobedience. May God give us grace that we see what faith, how important faith is, the entering of the promised land, and how God said, upon every land, which your foot step upon, this land I have given you. Then verse 12, in Hebrews 4, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Powerful. The word of God is powerful, working in us, in all them who believe. And as written, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, did it pierce with you? Did it penetrate? Did it penetrate us? Until soul and spirit, joints and marrow is separated, that we just are penetrated by the word of God. And as written here at the end, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then comes verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, the blood is still upon the mercy seat. Also about this, there was the teaching that the Lamb has left the mercy seat and that has taken the book and opened the seals. The blood remains on the mercy seat until we come from believing unto seeing. And I read it to you from the book of Revelation, chapter 12. That the overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, that they have overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And to say it in future tense, that they will overcome by the blood. Revelation 12, verse 10 and 11. Revelation 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And now it comes. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Just so wonderful. The blood of the new covenant remains on the mercy seat until the completion of the church of the new covenant is taken up into glory. Now, concerning the message, I would like to read from Luke chapter 1, just two or three scriptures to show us what the purpose of God is and what he did through the ministry of John the Baptist at that time and what now happens by the ministry at this end time. Luke chapter 1 verse 16. Before that it's reported about John the Baptist, that he was filled with the Holy Spirit from his birth on. And then, verse 16, Luke 1, verse 16, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Out from all what happened at the time, religion, celebrating the Sabbaths, sacrificing offerings, singing psalms, but bypassing God, missing God's gracious visitation of God. But then came the man sent from God with the message of God to prepare a people for the Lord. Yes, the people who were in the religions, especially in the Jewish religion, they were there to take them out from all traditions, from all the scribes, pulling them away from them, turning them to the Lord their God. What is today? Today the same is taking place from all people's tongues and nations. From all denominations, from all confessions and churches, God the Lord will take His own out, bringing them back to His Word. And this is the purpose of the divine message. Many of the children of Israel shall He turn to the Lord their God. And today, the hearts of the children of God are turned back to our God, away from all interpretations, back to the original word. Verse 17, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Did you read it here? In the prophet Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, both is written. He will turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. The second part is here not written, because by the ministry of John the Baptist, the heart of the Old Testament fathers were turned to the New Testament children of the New Covenant. But in our time, the heart of the children of God was turned back to the faith of the fathers, back to the original word of God. Brothers and sisters, if you would know how overwhelmed I sit sometimes in my office when I read the Holy Scripture, the Old and the New Testament, and then I see how it is being placed, how the things were written down, everything led by the Holy Spirit. And we may say, also in our time, the Spirit of truth leads into all truth. And our Lord said it clearly. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Not the messenger, but the message. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we time and again, we emphasized, a man of God connects the listeners not with himself, he connects them with God, so that they hear God's word, that they believe God's word, and they consecrate themselves to God. And therefore, as written here, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
bringen, zu schaffen. Brüder und Schwestern,
brothers and sisters,
die unzählbare Schar,
the innumerable multitude,
und so hat es Gott dem Abraham,
and that's how God promised it to Abraham.
Gesagt,
and he said,
so unzählbar
as
wie die Sterne am Himmel,
innumerable as the stars in the heavens, and as the sand
so
is on the seashore, so innumerable your descendants will be. Here on the earth, a small group here, and a hundred here, a thousand here, and 2,000-3,000 there. But when the redeemed from all of the 6,000 years, from the Old and the New Testament, when they will appear before the throne, then this multitude will sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Let us look it up briefly, what will take place when our Lord will return. Firstly, that happens, what is written in Revelation chapter 4. That the four living creatures will appear before the throne. They are shown. And that the 24 elders will play on harps, giving glory to God for it, that he has purchased from all peoples, tongues and nations, that he has called them out. Here, Revelation 5, here it's written in verse
9,
and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. The song of the 24 elders with harps, accompanied with harps, before the throne of God. And then the innumerable multitude will thank the Lord. In Revelation 5, verse 10, it's written, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. What a great privilege, brothers and sisters. Firstly, having part in the rapture, celebrating the marriage supper of the Lamb, and after the marriage supper, with him, reigning with him, with the King of Kings, coming down, reigning with him 1,000 years, ruling with him. And this is the promise in Revelation 3, addressed to the church in Laodicea. He that overcometh will sit with me on my throne, just as I have overcome. What a high calling! What a high task God has given us to reign with him, with the King of Kings, and to rule with him. Then we come to Revelation. Revelation 14.
Und zwar
Revelation 14, verse 3. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. In verse 2, it speaks of the playing of harps. Let us read verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. It's the 24 elders. And then the whole redeemed multitude sings accompanied with harps, singing for the glory of the Lord, the praising song of our God. Brothers and sisters, when we think about it, we miserable people, despised by the people, having found grace in the sight of God, being received and accepted by God, ordained for the highest calling which God had, we were ordained not only to have part in the first resurrection, but to have part in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then, as it was mentioned already, we may, before the crystal sea, before the glass, we may sing before the throne. And at that time, the 144,000 from the 12 tribes of Israel are already on Mount Zion as the sealed ones. And we, as the redeemed multitude, are singing in heaven. And they are the only one who will then hear the song on the earth. And they only can tune in because God perfects the church. And then he completes his work with Israel. We are just so grateful that everything is written. And in Revelation 15, we have it once again, the confirmation. Revelation 15, verse 2 and 3. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God in their hands. Brothers and sisters, do you want to be part of it? Do we all want to be part of it? Today, we don't want to go here into the subject about what the scripture says about the beasts. We all know beast means power. Daniel the prophet saw four animals, four beasts. He saw four world empires which would follow each other. He saw the Babylonian Empire. He saw the Medo-Persia Empire. He saw the Greek Empire under Alexander the Great. And he saw the Roman Empire, which started in the year 63 before Christ. And if we then take the Old and the New Testament together, then we know what is meant under the term beast, namely the last world power which will be on the earth. And then it is written that the fallen away church will sit as a whore on the beast, holding the reins in their hands, that a totally co-working is taking place, politically and religiously, will take place. But the New Testament church is shown as a woman in Revelation 12, crowned with 12 stars, with the doctrine of the 12 apostles. And as in the natural, the seed is laid into the woman, and as she brings forth birth, so God laid his seed into the church. And all who received the seed of the word of God will be born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Lord God used examples, symbols he used in the Old and in the New Testament. So, here, then, the overcomers are singing. Let me read this again from Revelation 15, verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. The song of victory. Whoever would like to read the victory song of Moses, Deuteronomy 32. Exactly 43 verses. Moses, the victory song he was singing after the Lord God has done great things with his people. And here we see already the believers, the saints from the Old and New Testament. And the song of Moses, the servant of God, is sung. And the song of the Lamb is sung. Why do we read such scriptures? To show us to what kind of high calling we were called by the Almighty God in this time, giving us grace to hear what he has to say to the church. And let me say this here clearly. The Lord has a blood-bought multitude, not as self-righteous, but justified by the faith in Jesus Christ, being justified because of the shed blood, the blood of the new covenant. And all of us who we understood that God has sent the prophet in our time, and this must be said in every meeting all over the earth, it must be said that we are living in the last period of time before the rapture. And that everything what the Lord God has foretold in his word, that it takes place in our time. And that we truly can lift up our heads, for we know, not only that we believe, we know that our redemption is drawing near. And that the last call goes forth worldwide. And that no one has time anymore to think about it, but to believe. This is the day which the Lord has made for us. This is the message, the final message, which God has given us. In the days of Reformation, it was enough to speak of the grace and of the justification to preach it. In the next revivals, it was enough to speak of the sanctification. And whoever reads it precisely, what happened throughout the centuries which are behind us, yes, up to the Mennonites, who even looked at the outside. All the sleeves of the women had to be long. All the clothes had to be closed up to the mouth. They really put emphasis that their sisters, with their hair, with their clothing, with their dresses, that they are doing it as it is written in the Word of God. Under Wesley, it was more the inner sanctification, being devoted to God fully. But in all revivals, God has led it in such a way that something special was emphasized. Maybe I may say this. In church history, whoever reads church history, he knows that not only 95 theses were nailed to the castle church at Wittenberg, but that there was a Huldreich Zwingli in Zurich who really all the images, all the idolatries in the churches, he destroyed all the idols, all the images. And the monastery was abolished. God really used him in a very mighty way. In that reference, more than he used Martin Luther. But all had their part. All contributed their part so that the word had its breakthrough. And now we are living in the last church age. In the last period we arrived. This is just by the grace of our God. And we all want to be ready when the Lord returns. And this must be said in every sermon. Matthew 25, verse 10. Those who were ready went in to the marriage supper. And as we read before, that no example of disobedience is found amongst us, but that only faith and obedience is working together. And so that we can truly say, no own will anymore. Lord, only you alone. Have thine own way with us. Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. And then we have it. Yesterday, we read it in Colossians. We read in Philippians. Let me read from Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Every word of God is just so wonderful. Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. Colossians chapter 2. Here it's written in verse 2 that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God. Oh, what a depth! What a depth is in this word! What was expressed here? In love. And this is so important, brothers and sisters. Everything will cease, all the gifts, everything will cease, but the love abides. Love abides. And Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 13, if I would know all the mysteries, if I would have all the faith, but if I would miss, if I would lack the love of God. And then it's written, Romans 5, verse 5, the love of God is poured out by the Holy Spirit into our hearts. And whoever reads the epistles of John, from the first to the last one, love. Love is the main subject of the loving disciple of Jesus, the love of God, the love of God. Oh, love of God, as the German song goes, from ancient times and every time anew, we were joined with God in the love of God. Love towards every word of God. Did not the Lord say to the scribes at the time, he said, ye search the scriptures and ye think to have eternal life in it. But to me, you don't want to come. We don't only search in the Holy Scriptures, we come to the Lord. So that he reveals us the scripture, and so that he leads us into all the words. And also this, one can say time and again, by the ministry of Brother Branham, who preached the true word, the Holy Spirit revealed unto us every word which was preached. The written word became the living word, the revealed word. And the Lord speaks through his word to all of us. Today he even says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest unto your soul. Brothers and sisters, we want that everyone is addressed, that the sinners who need salvation, they shall know the Lord is present, and of him it is written, who forgiveth thee all thy iniquities, and who healeth all thine diseases, who crowneth thy life, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and who crowneth thee with mercy and with loving kindness, with tender mercies. We preach the whole counsel of God, salvation, deliverance, healing, and then the whole plan of salvation as it was revealed in the Word. Let us read these two verses again, verse 2 and 3, Colossians 2. Let us read it in connection. Verse 2, that their hearts might be comforted. Also your heart, be encouraged today. Take new courage today in all your trials, in all your tests, in all your problems, in all what is around you. Take new courage, being knit together in love. Their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Not a half of understanding, in the full understanding, the full salvation, the full counsel of our God, until the knowledge of the mystery of God. And this mystery is Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Here we have the key word to understand Revelation 10, verse 7 precisely, and to place it scripturally. Here it's written, to come to the knowledge of the mystery of God. And this mystery is Christ. That's how the German Bible says it. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Altogether, there are 40 parables about which our Lord spoke and through which he explained the kingdom of God and everything that is connected with it, how he expressed it. And also Paul spoke time and again about the mystery. I tell you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we all shall be changed. Mystery, mystery. But here, it's about the mystery of God. Singular. About the mystery of God. I'm grateful that in verse 3 it's written, and this mystery is Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. Amen. And whoever goes then to Revelation 10, and whoever reads sincerely, reverently, Revelation 10, verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, then the mystery of God is finished, as he has declared it to his servants, the prophets.
Zuverlässig verkündigt hat.
Gelobt und blessed and praised be our Lord.
Dann kommt
then das the mystery of God in Christ comes to the
dann werden die Juden
to the end.
Auf den Blicken,
is finished. Then the Jews will look upon him whom they have pierced. They will mourn, and they will say, Lord, be merciful to us. Brothers and sisters, in the word of God, everything is in an order. When Brother Branham speaks about Revelation 10, verse 7, then every time, 55 times, he used plural, mysteries. Only when he read the scripture itself, then he said mystery, and he read mystery. But when he referred to it, then he only spoke of mysteries. Oh, how wonderful. By the ministry of Brother Branham, not only the great mystery of God in Christ was revealed, but all the mysteries which were written in the whole Word of God. Let us start with the Garden of Eden. Who of us would have known what took place in the Garden of Eden? No one. I would not have known it. And all of us, we would not have known anything. And then the man of God stands there and he said, the angel of the Lord revealed it to me. In the morning, it was with a serpent, and in the afternoon, it was with Adam. Precisely reported how it took place in the Garden of Eden. How Eve was beguiled. The details. Who has known it? No preacher, no evangelist, no one knew it. But God used Brother Branham for it, to reveal all the mysteries which were hidden in the Word of God. And therefore, the calling in the referring to this wonderful scripture. And if you want to read it, in Exodus chapter 4, the Lord said, let my people go. Let my firstborn son go. And then we go to the Old Testament. Amos chapter 11. out of Egypt I have called my son. And then we go to Matthew chapter 2 verse 15. Out of Egypt I have called my son. Two totally different experiences, but one and the same scripture could be used. Thanks be to the Almighty God. And as I said before, in the prophet is the promise. He will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers and of the fathers to the children. John the Baptist knew precisely the first part applies to him. And Brother Branham knew precisely the second part applies to him. Applies to the message which he had to bring, to turn the hearts, not the heads, not the minds, but to turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Yes. And to make ready a people for the Lord. You all know, Brother Branham has seen the bride in a preview. He has seen some brides and from the various nations. And he said, the one bride looked like as she would be from Sweden, and the other one looked like from Switzerland, and the third one from Germany. And he saw how they were dressed, that they were from various countries. The bride is being called out. And then Brother Branham saw how the bride came out of lockstep and how he was cried out. He cried out, return to the word, stay in line, come back into lockstep. And then he saw how the bride from all countries, how she came back into lockstep again. Brothers and sisters, this is taking place in our time. We are not judging, we say it with pain. It's those directions. Some directions came up, but right at the end, the bride will be perfect. She will be perfectly united with the bridegroom in all people's tongues and nations. And I ask you, also the countries which are far away and who are watching, just that they are also included in what God is doing right now. Because we really arrived in the last period of time, in the last section. Let us read from 2 Corinthians. Let us read a warning. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. Here the man of God, Paul, who was used by the Lord in such a mighty way, 2 Corinthians, chapter 2. Here we read from verse 14. What he has written at the time. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Brothers and sisters, Paul could say, I am crucified with Christ. Now I live no more, but Christ liveth his life in me. And here it speaks of the love of Christ, which was manifested on the cross of Calvary. For the love of Christ constraineth us, Not the judging, no. The love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Verse 15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. This is the gospel which touches our hearts. Really, now the question, showing us the question, for whom do I live in the natural? Naturally, we are still on the earth, yes. The children have to go to school, the young people have to learn a profession, all must fulfill their tasks. The tasks are earthly, but wherever we are, whether young people or grown up, wherever we are, we carry that what God has given us. We carry it in our hearts. We remain sober on our workplace, in the schools. We are not obstacles, not stumbling blocks. And if we are asked, if the young people are asked, then they can most certainly give the answer. We are still on the earth. We still have to do our tasks. What is happening here on the earth? What is needed for life here? But in the heart, we are joined with God. Whether we are at work, at the apprenticeship, in school, wherever we are, we remain joined with the Lord. And as written here, in verse 15, once again, and that he died for all, that they which live should henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Let us take it to heart. Let us say silently, beloved Lord, from today on, let it become like this, that not anymore I live, but that you can live in me, as written here, so that they that live should henceforth live not unto themselves anymore, but unto him who died for them and rose again. He redeemed our life from destruction. He brought us from the broad way unto the narrow way. We could enter the straight gate, and by faith in Jesus Christ and the faith in the finished work of redemption, that was what was given to us, we may also receive and accept it by faith. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we read from verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 7, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Hallelujah!
Alles, was auf Erden ist,
everything that is on the earth remains behind. Also the millionaire leaves everything behind. But we have received from God everything what is necessary for eternity. Brothers and sisters, let us summarize of what it is all about today. The final call, the last message goes forth from all peoples, tongues and nations. The people of God are being called out. And whoever is of God heareth God's word. And our Lord says, my sheep hear my voice.
Alles, was Gott uns durch die Botschaft des Wortes,
everything what God revealed to us by the message of the word, we believe it with all our hearts. And let us say it here in the summary. With unbelief and with disobedience, God can do nothing at all. Faith belongs to obedience, and obedience belongs to the faith. And therefore, it is written in the Great Commission, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Everything that God revealed to us from the word, this we preach, and all who are of God, they hear the word of the Lord. It's no more just the letter. Wherever we read, it's a living word, a revealed word, a holy word of our God. We are addressed, we are spoken to, and we believe with all our hearts, as the scripture has said. And I personally, I believe that all who really now, with a sincere heart, believe and hear the word of God now, those who believe it, that the biblical promise in our time was fulfilled, and that the Lord has sent his servant and prophet in our time to restore all things, the full restoration of all that what was at the beginning will be there, because the Lord has said it. Let us endure in faith, persevering, for everything what God does, the time must first be fulfilled. And this I say, when the last one from the nations has been called, then the last moving of God will take place on the earth in a supernatural way, and it will find its completion in the rapture. Don't you worry about it. Also this, Brother Branham, just so simply said, when the time comes, and when the church is called together, then perhaps it will be 4 weeks until everything will take place. Yes, also this, Brother Brennan truly said, we don't know how long, but one thing we know, that we are part of it. We know that as by the ministry of John the Baptist was made ready a people for the Lord, so now a people is made ready for the Lord, separated, just as he said by the Apostle Paul, be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, then I will receive you and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. Beloved brothers and sisters, by grace, really by grace, we may experience the last period of time in the time of grace, and carrying the last message unto the ends of the earth. Also, in Australia, in New Zealand, there where the day starts, up where the sun goes down again, may God bless in all people's tongues and nations. May He bless His blood-bought flock, His people chosen before the foundation of the world. May He bless in all people's tongues and nations. And may He complete His work in our days. To Him, the Almighty God, be the glory. He who completed His work of creation, He will also complete His work of redemption. And it will be perfect. Perfect. And what no eye has seen and what no ear has heard, this God prepared for them who love Him. Do you love Him? May God bless us all. Amen. Let us stand up. We ask the two sisters to come and to sing us a song. And then we will pray together. And giving the call that all who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord, really fully surrendering it to Him and saying, Lord, Thy will be done. We think here especially on the youth, the young people, who are exposed to certain temptations, that all are finding their way to the Lord and that all are blessed by grace. Are the two sisters here today at all? Blessed and praised be the Lord. Are you grateful for the word? Yeah.
Der Bräutigam kommt, oh, denkt an sein Wort.
Remember His word. Watch, ye redeemed, watch always. At every hour, at every place, watch, the Lord comes soon. Lord, we want to be ready, being diligent.
Bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen,
until you appear,
und dir entgegen
gehen.
Der Bräutigam kommt und wer unverletzt ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt. Wird über Großes der Einst gesetzt.
We will inherit
der Herr kommt
great things. Watch, the Lord is coming soon.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen.
Lord, we want to be ready.
Sein, im Wachen und im Flehen.
Diligently.
Bis du pray, erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen.
Until we see you.
Und dir entgegen gehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut, die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut, die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen. Eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr,
until you
bis wir dich sehen,
until we see you,
und dir entgegen gehen. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen.
Lord, we want to be ready.
Eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst,
until you appear,
bis wir dich sehen,
until we see you,
und dir entgegen gehen.
Amen.
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 Now we ask the brothers to come and to thank his brother Arben Mulai in our midst. Please come to the front and translate from the French. Brothers, please come. If you want to thank him briefly, please come now. Thank the Lord. We are glad that you have come to hear the word of the Lord. Is brother Arben in our midst?
Bien-aimé Seigneur,
geliebter Herr,
beloved Lord,
wir danken dir aus Gnaden für dein Wort.
By grace, we thank you for your precious word. There is joy in our hearts. And we experienced it anew. And we have been prepared unto the return of Jesus Christ. And we can do nothing without you. Please lead us with your hand. Lead us in your will. And bless Brother Frank. And bless all your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Take greetings with you.
Notre bien-aimé Seigneur,
unser geliebter Herr,
our beloved Lord,
wir danken dir für dieses Wochenende.
We thank you for this weekend.
Die Worte des Neuen Testaments ont été annoncés.
Dein Wort ist uns im Neuen und Alten Testament bekannt gemacht worden.
Thy word was made known to us in the Old and New Testament. We received it in our hearts.
Und wir haben die Gewissheit empfangen.
And we received the assurance.
We
received the assurance. And you have given your word to your servant, and we are certain, we believe and we obey, and we thank you for your work within your bride. Bless your people in all nations,
in
all tongues,
und in deinem gesamten Reich,
and in all of your kingdom.
Du bist der König und du bist der
Nous pouvons chanter le
you are the king and the high priest.
Und wir werden das Lied des Lammes
and
singen.
We will sing the song of the Lamb.
Und andere das Lied Moses.
And the others will sing the song of Moses.
Wir danken dir dafür.
We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Somebody else who want to thank?
Ja, mein Gott. Oh, Herr.
Dieu bien-aimé.
Geliebter Herr.
Dear Lord.
Le créateur des cieux et de la terre.
You creator of the heavens and the earth.
Tu nous as envoyé ta bonne parole.
Du hast uns dein wunderbares Wort gesandt.
You have sent unto us your wonderful word.
Und wir danken dir herzlich dafür.
And we thank you for it with all our hearts.
Du hast ein lebendiges Wort an uns gerichtet.
You have addressed your living word to us. And we received eternal life. You have given us your perfect word. And we thank you that you will make us perfect. And we don't want to be obedient. We don't want to be disobedient, as this example was saying. But we want to become an example of obedience. As you blessed Joshua and Caleb, they have listened and hearkened to your voice. Be able with us also, Lord, so that we put your word into practice. Bless us through your Spirit, for we believe the whole word as being the truth. Give new strength to your servant so that your word is the truth in his mouth. We thank you for it. Bless each one of us. Bless our traveling home. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Brother Müller, please come and thank the Lord. Brother Daniel, come also. Come and thank the Lord. Dear Lord, I would like to thank you with all my heart for your grace and mercy. Lord, thank you. For your power has given us everything what is necessary for a well-pleasing walk with you. Thank you that we keep every promise in our hearts. As Mary received the promise and as she pondered upon it, so let us also ponder upon it. I praise you and honor you. May you bless your church and may you all bring us into the stand so that your word is revealed unto us. Receive the worship and the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Who would like to thank?
Tatăl nostru, Domnul nostru și Dumnezeul nostru.
Unser Vater, unser Herr, unser Gott.
Our Father, our Lord, our God. We thank you from the depth of our hearts.
Weil du uns in deiner göttlichen Liebe, Herr, zusammengeführt hast.
Because you brought us together in this divine love.
Dass du zu uns deinem Volk gesprochen hast.
That you have spoken to us, your people.
Dass du uns das die verheißene Speise für diese Zeit gegeben hast.
That you have given us the promised food for this time.
Wir danken dir, dass wir hören, Herr, dass wir glauben und gehorsam sein dürfen.
That we can hear, that we can believe. And that we can be obedient. That you are speaking to our hearts. You spoke to each one of us. You proved that you are still the same yesterday, today and forever. Again, the word was alive in us. You convinced us that our sins are forgiven. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You have given each one of us what was upon our hearts. You have healed today, you have delivered today, and you have forgiven today. By the blood of the Lamb, you finished and accomplished everything. Your divine love you have poured out into our hearts. We thank you for these moments where we are we thank you for the servant whom you have sent. We thank you for the hunger and thirst to hear your word. That your word, your God, gospel is preached everywhere. Make it also possible there where it didn't reach yet, so that all are found, so that your people are brought together. Bless also the work in the Ukraine, in Moldavia, Bulgaria, in all of Eastern Europe, Romania, everywhere, all over the earth. Make it possible, Lord, so that your truth is being heard everywhere. To you be the praise and the thanks. Through Jesus Christ,
Maranatha.
Maranatha. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let us sing one moment. Let us sing the chorus, Just As I Am, and all, especially all the newcomers. who have not yet dedicated their lives fully to the Lord, excuse me, please come to the front. We will pray with you. We will believe with you. Consecrate your life to the Lord. And all of us who we have consecrated already, let us rededicate it unto Him. So that as we read, so that we from henceforth live not for ourselves anymore, but that we live for Him who died for us. Whoever would like to be baptized, whoever wishes, whoever needs prayer, please come to the front. We sing just as I am. As I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Once again, as this I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Come a bit closer. We sing this chorus once again. And whoever would like to come, please come now. Come now. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Let us sing it once again. As I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yes, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Brothers and sisters, most surely all of us would have come to the front to rededicate our lives to the Lord, to ask Him that all the words which we have heard this weekend, that we really take them to heart, that we believe them, and that we obey them. May fruit come forth for eternity from these meetings, so that our coming would be worthwhile, that our preaching would be worthwhile, that really the calling out takes place, the restoration and preparation, and that everything is truly restored, and that we are found in the love of God, in the faith, and in obedience. Oh, what a privilege that we can still come together in liberty, in freedom. What a privilege from all over Europe to come here, from all over the world to come here. And what a privilege that the whole world can listen and can tune in. May really all be blessed who are ordained for eternal life. May all be blessed who are part of the bride of the Lamb, that we really believe every word of God, obeying it. As our Lord said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And we may say it here humbly, we believe every word, as it is written. Whether we can have baptism today, I don't know. Are here some who would like to be baptized? 1, 2, 3? Yes. Then, what do we say, Brother Miskis? Pardon? I have no problems with it. But there's ice on the water. Who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord? Amen. To this we have come here. Lord, Almighty God, your word does not return void, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. And we bring you all the lost ones. Save them. Forgiveness, grace, salvation, we may proclaim and we may experience it personally. We thank you for the blood of the new covenant. We thank you that the rainbow is upon the throne, the rainbow of the covenant. We are the people of the covenant. Every word which you promised and which you have given is yes and amen. And then you are descending with a rainbow over your head. You are sitting on the throne, then you descend to reveal yourself unto your people of Israel. Oh, beloved Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and the same forever. There is no God besides you. You alone are the Lord God, and to you alone belongs all the glory. Beloved Lord, we consecrate to you all who have come to the front and all who are looking up in faith. Beloved Lord, no single one shall go out here unblessed, not being blessed. Beloved Lord, lift up thy countenance over all of us and give us all thy peace and blessing. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Amen.